A U.S. congresswoman from Hawaii has filed a bill asking for a massive increase in special grant funding to reimburse public spending on Marshallese migrants living in the U.S. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, millions of dollars have been distributed to Hawaii over the years, but not one cent of the grant money has ever reached the mainland, including Arkansas.
Under a Compact of Free Association, first negotiated in 1986, then renewed in 2003, Republic of the Marshall Islands residents are allowed to live and work in the United States for as long as they want. In exchange, we maintain strategic U.S. military operations on the Marshalls, states and territories that host Marshallese, as well as migrants from Palau and the Federated States of Micronesia, are annually reimbursed by the U.S. federal government for health, education, and welfare costs for islanders via what's called compact impact grants, currently capped at $30 million annually. Arkansas is not considered to be an affected jurisdiction, so has never been a recipient of this money, despite having as many as 6,000 islanders settled in Northwest Arkansas, primarily in Springdale. But now a U.S. congresswoman, for the first time in Compact Impact history, seeks to overhaul the funding formula.
Colleen Hanabusa, I'm the congresswoman for the 1st Congressional District of the state of Hawaii.
And Congresswoman Hanabusa's home state of Hawaii is a recipient of Compact Impact grants.
But it is, as you are aware, only to Guam, Hawaii, CNMI, and American Samoa were eligible for the what we call the Compact Impact Funds.
And the funding formula as it stands is far from adequate, argues Congresswoman Hanabusa.
You know, they've had various amounts attributed to that. The state usually argues about $100 million a year, and we get, you know, a pro rata or per capita distribution of the $30 million. So for most part, they're saying around 90 plus million is borne by the state. But there's also, as you know, a GAO study that looked at this specific issue since 2004, and they said that all the jurisdictions have borne the burden of $1 billion since 2004. Hawaii's percentage of that, this is uncompensated, unreimbursed, Hawaii's burden of that is supposed to be the bulk of it, and I think the percentage was about 60%.
That's why on March 15th, she introduced H.R. 1222, the Compact Impact Aid Act of 2013.
We are seeking that we use the figure of the GAO report, and what we were looking at through that piece of legislation is to basically reimburse the states for the costs associated. And as I said, the $185 million was the projected expenses by the GAO as to how much the states were being uncompensated.
Strapped by high unemployment, lack of medical care, and limited education opportunities, thousands of Palauans, Micronesians, and Marshallese are leaving their traditional island homelands in search of jobs, education, and medical care. But once here, they're not privy to entitlements such as Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, or even SCHIP, even though payroll taxes are deducted from their checks. The U.S. Government Accountability Office, or GAO, several years ago tackled an audit of Compact Impact grant funding, revealing the need for spending efficiencies and to increase grant dollars to certain jurisdictions. But for Arkansas to receive a portion, we need to have an accurate headcount of Marshallese here. A 2009 American Community Survey tabulated 1,150, yet a local school district counted 1,500 students that year, children ages 5 to 18, non-adults. The 2010 census reported 4,300, but experts and stakeholders question the veracity of all those census figures. Again, Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa.
What this bill is intended to do is that jurisdictions such as Arkansas would be available. Because, you know, the COFA issue, Hawaii alone, for example, health care is $45 million. But it's the total cost, education plus housing, you know, that the state bears in addition to the medical costs.
The GAO report found education, health, and public safety services to Arkansas migrants from 2004 to 2010 is estimated to have cost more than $51 million, $10.5 million in 2010 alone. Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa is advocating not just for her state, but for all host states reckoning with such costs.
Well, you know, I've introduced this measure in the what we call the 112th Congress as well. And I think the problem that we have seen is getting a hearing on it. And Fisheries, Wildlife, Oceans, and Insular Affairs, which is the subcommittee that would have jurisdiction over this, we have not been able to secure a hearing on it. We felt that at least if we were able to secure a hearing, people could come forward, like from Arkansas or sending a representative, who say exactly what the uncompensated or unreimbursed burden is for the state as well. And, you know, and I hate using the word burden, because let's be very clear. This is a compact, and it is a result of really a wrong committed by the United States with the testing, the nuclear testing. And I know many of the migrants who are in Arkansas are Marshallese, and we all know Bikini Atoll is still not habitable. And this is an obligation of the United States. The unfortunate part about it is that the states are the ones who are carrying that obligation and not being compensated for it, including Arkansas.
And she's reached out to the Arkansas delegation for help. A query to U.S. Senator Mark Pryor's office yielded no comment. But in an email from John Bozeman's office, a senator who said he's not looked at Hanabusa's bill believes adjusting the funding formula could create an unwanted ripple effect across the tightly negotiated compact. But he remains committed to a fix, he said, considering it's a fairness issue for the state of Arkansas and the Marshallese community residing here. 2 years ago, both Bozeman and Pryor, along with seven other congressional leaders, signed a letter to then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Secretary of the Interior Kenneth Salazar, asking them to enact a screening policy to contain sick islanders in the RMI. The Marshallese have the highest incidence of tuberculosis, a lung disease, among Pacific Island nations. Due to processed Western diets, many suffer with severe diabetes and heart disease. And a decade of Cold War atomic and thermonuclear bomb testing on the Marshall studies show have yielded an increased incidence of cancer. Even Arkansas physicians have noted that islanders, by and large, appear to be immune compromised. In the meantime, the nonprofit community clinic in Springdale provides the girth of medical care to low-income and underinsured islanders. Others routinely resort to hospital emergency rooms. The state health department also pitches in, helping to manage TB cases, provide immunizations, chronic disease intervention, and community outreach. And that's why the congresswoman from Hawaii suggests advocates aggressively pursue compact impact support. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.